Since last night, I had this word coming to me and this little picture in front of me. When you use the navigation system, every now and again, you sort of go off to the edge of your screen and there's a little button and you press and it says recenter. And I felt the Lord saying, press recenter. Press recenter. I'm your navigation system. And if you feel lost, press recenter. And I know where you are and I'll find you. And you will find me. If you feel you have moved on and you're not part of things anymore, press recenter. Press recenter. I am your navigation system and I will find you.
Yeah, so in a similar vein to that, I think for me personally, when I was praying, I was thinking about how sometimes I have a lot of distractions in my mind. I'm sure that's something we're all familiar with. And I was thinking, how can I kind of remove these distractions? And I know one of the biggest barriers for me is pride. Sometimes we kind of have this idea of what pride is, but it can be much more in our lives than we think. And I think pride can definitely lead to distraction. And in order to remove pride, I was thinking of clothing myself with a more humble heart, and even that last song, very much in that vein of having a more humble heart. And as it said in that song we just sang, God will not refuse a humble heart. And that took me to Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17, and I think this is for all of us as a community. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms, hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.
I just had a sense that we are being invited to look at Jesus, to really behold him. There's so much. You know, when we're struggling, we look down, don't we? Look at the ways, but to look at Jesus. And when the disciples were with Jesus on the mountain, he was transfigured, and it was quite overwhelming, and there was a cloud. And Jesus says to them after the cloud's gone, don't be afraid. And they looked up, and all they saw was Jesus. And when the women go to the tomb, in Matthew 28, the angel says to them, do not be afraid, for I know you're looking for Jesus. So to keep, you know, like the Ursula, you know, recentering, let's look at Jesus. The words of a hymn we heard at the Catholic service this morning, there was a hymn sung by the choir. It says, Jesus, wonderful King, a noble conqueror, unutterable sweetness, wholly desirable. To look at Jesus and to listen to Jesus, listen to his words. We heard those verses from Hebrews earlier about, you know, heaven. And it talks about a word being spoken that is a gracious word. So Jesus is speaking to us a gracious word, a word of mercy, a word of love that pierces our heart. Let's look at Jesus. Let's listen to Jesus.